to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is June, and that means it's June Dairy Month, and it is also time for our regular nutrition checkup with our nutrition educator from the St. Louis District Dairy Council. We'll check in with Laura Morton here in just a little bit. And we have a great guest of a taste test panel lined up today as well. Looking forward to tasting some nutritious and tasty food and sharing about our guests as well from Lutheran Senior Services Merrimack Bluffs right here in the St. Louis area. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. You can find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. You'll find the CUW logo in the sponsor section. Joining me in studio today, nutrition educator, a registered dietitian, St. Louis District Dairy Council, Laura Morton. Laura, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. You know, when I look on the calendar and I see it's Nutrition Day on Faith and Family, first thing in the morning, it means it's a good day.
Yes, second breakfast is always happening when I'm here.
Well, this is about third breakfast for me, but yes.
You've probably been up since really early.
This is almost lunchtime for me, but I always love what you bring for us to share. And you, we just mentioned it's June Dairy Month. What does June Dairy Month mean?
Yes, that's a good question. June Dairy Month has been celebrated for almost 80 years now. It started in 1937. And it's celebrated in June because historically cows produce more milk in June because they're out on pasture more, eating more green grass. Mm-hmm. So there's sometimes an excess of milk in June. So we take advantage of that by partying all month and celebrating it with ice cream.
Parties on the farm with all kinds of
dairy.
That's
what I
right?
picture. That's what I imagine. The cows Absolutely. Are having a great time too.
Well, you have brought some treats to help us celebrate June Dairy Month.
Yes.
And also to think about summer as well.
Yeah.
How to stay cool this summer.
Definitely.
And also keep nutrition in mind as well.
Yes. All of my recipes involve ice cream or frozen treats in one way or another.
And it is, it's, you know, we've got a heat advisory today, so
it's perfect.
Perfect for today. Good planning, Laura. Joining us in studio today, our panel of taste testers to help us to ensure that that we get good nutrition that's not only good nutrition, but also tasty. Our friends from Lutheran Senior Services, Merrimack Bluffs Senior Living Community, right down the road, not too far from here. We have with us in studio today, Irma Counts. Good morning, Irma.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in studio with us today.
Thank you. Now, I'm glad to be here.
How long have you been a part of Merrimack Bluffs?
9.5 years.
Wonderful. And what is your favorite thing about being a member of the community there?
The people.
Yeah.
The people are just wonderful that live there and that work there and that take care of us. They're wonderful.
You do have a wonderful community, wonderful staff there. But do you get to serve on a taste test panel like this frequently?
Not frequently, but we have a lot of food,
and it's good food. I hear too.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Also joining us in studio this morning, Phyllis Bannister. Phyllis, welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. How long have you been a part of the community over at Merrimack Bluffs?
Almost 8 years.
8 years. Wow. And how about you? What do you love? What's your favorite thing about Merrimack Bluffs?
Well, the people. But aside from that, the food's pretty good. And each of us on this panel have been a chairman of the food committee there at least once, 1 year. So we've had some experience with the food.
So this was a prerequisite that you had to serve as a chairman of the food committee,
I guess. It turned out that way, yes.
Also joining us in studio today, John Dosksill. John, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in studio today. And you've been a part of the Merrimack Bluffs community for a while?
We are relatively new. My wife and I have been there now for just a little over 2 years.
And tell me about getting acquainted with the Merrimack Bluffs community and what you love about it.
It's been a great experience. We really enjoy the people and the staff. But more than that, it's the support that you find from all the residents there who take care of you and watch out for you and make sure everything works out fine.
Now, all of you have served, you said, on the food committee. So food is important to you.
It is.
Food is important to me. I love food. But when you hear nutrition, I know before the program I said, here's our dietitian, and somebody was like, uh-oh, we're in trouble. What do you think of when you hear nutrition and you're thinking about your food? What do you think of, John?
I think of someone who's looking out for the best interests of our health, mm-hmm. if they're a nutritionist, rather than us just going out and eating whatever's available. They're helping us to find the things that are best for our system and body.
How about Irma or Phyllis? What do you think of when you hear nutrition or dietitian?
Well, I think it's just being careful about the things that we put into our bodies every mm-hmm. day.
Why is that important, being mindful, being careful about what we put into our bodies?
I think in order to live a little bit longer than we already have, mm-hmm. it's a good thing to know what we're putting there.
Yeah.
And I think it's good to try to eat the best that we can so that we can be healthy to enjoy a lot longer what we have offered to us at the Bluffs.
When you think about nutrition, do you think about, does bland food come to mind? Or that you can't, and you can't have anything that you really enjoy?
No.
No? Okay.
That's good. Largely positive opinions when you hear the word nutrition.
I do think, though, that we have had some difficulties with spices, people mm-hmm. who can eat certain spices and cannot. And it's been a kind of walking a middle line, trying to satisfy everybody, which is almost
sure.
impossible.
What do you do? You mentioned you've all served on the food committee. What do you do on the food committee?
It is a liaison between the food staff and the residents, and we take the comments and concerns of the residents back to the food staff, and they then adjust what they need to adjust to meet the requirements of the residents at Merrimack Bluffs.
Is ice cream ever a topic of discussion in the food committee?
Often.
Well, we have, Laura has come prepared with some frozen treats, yes. some tasty treats, and I'm going to stop talking before everything melts. So
yes, it is melting fast. But I want to add to the nutrition conversation, because there's so much of our health that's kind of out of our hands. So nutrition and healthy eating are really one of the main things that we have control over. So I think it's so important, you know, important enough to make it my career to mm-hmm. provide nutrition education on how we can eat the best we possibly can to live a little bit longer, exactly like you said, and to feel a little bit better while we're here.
And LSS, Lutheran Senior Services, they have a great dietitian.
Really?
Yeah, they have a sharp dietitian.
That's good. That's good. And it's really good that you have a committee too. That's something that schools could use, I think. Then they could take mm-hmm. we do taste testing with students sometime. So if the students could take their opinions, they'd have a committee and then go to the food staff. I think that'd be great too.
I think, doesn't Kelly Bristow do that a
she,
bit?
She probably
Ferguson
does.
Florissant. I think she does.
She's a really
the dietitian
there.
Yeah. I think she does that. I think she does panels with the students
Yeah. That's really good.
Well, she's
great
a good
idea.
Dietitian. Yeah. Formerly with the St. Louis
yeah,
District Dairy Council as
was.
Well. Yeah. She's smart, you
yeah,
know, gets the response of the people. All
she
right.
Knows.
So we're into summer snacks, summer
yes.
treats. Important to get nutrition in these
yes.
treats while staying cool. You have a tough challenge ahead of you today.
I know. I really do. Because it's important for the nutritional aspect, but it also has to taste good, and you have to look forward to eating it. I think that's so important. You need to look forward to your meals, or then nutrition becomes kind of something that you dread or that's
yeah.
boring. So I tried to bring nutrition into at least one of my recipes today, a healthier aspect. The rest of them are, they celebrate ice cream. July Ice Cream Month is coming up, and just summer is the season of ice cream. So should I get into my first recipe, the one that's melting the fastest?
Absolutely. Let's
okay.
go for it.
These are Greek yogurt fudge pops. So they're like the fudge popsicles that you can get at the grocery store, but they pack a lot of nutrition into a tiny little bite. So the recipe is 1.5 cups of chocolate chips. You just let that melt on the stovetop. then if you don't eat it all, then you add in a cup of milk. I used whole milk. And then let it cool for a little bit and fold in 1.5 cups of vanilla Greek yogurt. And that's it. So it's really simple, too. And it has a really, really delicious chocolate flavor from the chocolate chips that you guys can just see for yourself.
All right, let's dig in here and try this. Now, are any of you masters in the kitchen? Anybody love to cook or be creative in the kitchen?
Oh my, no.
Not anymore.
Thank you, Laura. John, do you like to cook or be creative in the kitchen?
The only thing I like about cooking is the eating part. But since we live at the Bluffs, there's real no necessity for cooking.
Right.
And I think my wife enjoys that part of the Bluffs better than anyone else.
Well, I'll let you all taste the fudge, Greek yogurt fudge pops.
Fudge pops, yes. And they're a little soft now. It's really hard to keep popsicles frozen when you're traveling from Illinois. And
sure.
I have lots of ice packs on them, but hopefully they still retain their good chocolate taste.
Oh, they have.
This may be what I ate for breakfast earlier today.
Oh, so you've already sampled everything.
These I have. The milkshake I have not, so I'm really excited to try that.
I'm trying not to sound like I'm woofing it down on the microphone here.
And they're little. They're miniature.
They are. You went with creative sizes. Healthy portions, right?
Yes.
These are good. They're on little sticks too, but I'm afraid I'm going to drop it all over me. So one of the advantages, what are the advantages of making your own, you know, from scratch at home?
Yeah, we talk about that a lot on this show. And although it is a little more of an effort sometimes it's really not that much more.
Mm-hmm.
I love making things myself because then I have total control over the portion of the ingredients and the quality of the ingredients. So if I see something has a cup of sugar and I think a half cup will suffice, I'll cut it down to a half cup. And usually it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's one of the main things I love about it. Also, I can sub in any product I want. And a product I end up subbing in a lot is Greek yogurt because it can be subbed for a lot of higher fat, higher cholesterol foods. Mm-hmm. So that's a product that I find myself cooking with quite a bit.
Now, Greek yogurt, is this a, have you had Greek yogurt before, any of you? Familiar
yes.
with Greek yogurt? Yeah.
Yes.
Love it for breakfast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Breakfast. John has it for breakfast. Anybody else have it regularly?
No.
No?
Not
no.
too fond of it.
Yeah.
Actually, I like the tang with the chocolate.
That's what I was just going to ask. Your response on the mm-hmm. yeah, I noticed that too. The kind of the sharpness or the tang of the Greek yogurt. Well, let's hear it. The good, the bad, the ugly about on the Greek yogurt fudge pops. What do you think?
I would make them.
Yeah.
Very good.
If you were cooking again.
If I were. If the grandchildren were coming, they would love it.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very pleasant. I like it.
I like the chocolate. I like the chocolate with the little bit of tang. John, what do you think?
It has a very nice consistency to it. A good body.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Good texture, yeah.
I think next time I make them, I might try plain yogurt. Because it's almost sweet enough just with the chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
And then
is.
You'll get that tart flavor of the yogurt even more.
Yeah, notice I've had every ounce that's in here.
Well, there are extras. That's a good
thing. I'm good. No, I'm good. That one's an indulgent one.
That's a good sign.
And I don't want to sound horrible on the radio, you know.
And for any of your listeners or anyone here who may not know, Greek yogurt is just regular yogurt that's been strained, so a little more of the whey has been removed. So there's a higher protein content, and really that's the main difference, and it gives it a thicker, creamier result. But a lot of people prefer the regular yogurt consistency.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's review the recipe for that, since that one was a winner across the board here,
okay.
It sounds like.
Okay.
The recipe was relatively simple.
Very simple. Three ingredient, I think. It's 1.5 cups of chocolate chips, 1 cup of milk, and then 1.5 cups of vanilla Greek yogurt. And that is it. Very simple.
So you melt the chocolate chips,
mm-hmm. Stir in the
milk,
and then let it cool for just a little while, and mm-hmm. then fold in the vanilla Greek yogurt and freeze it in your popsicle molds or your baby bullet molds,
mm-hmm.
and you're good to go.
Creative shapes can be fun,
yeah,
too.
Your fun molds.
Now, you could, as you pointed out, you can really reduce the amount of sugar in this by a few modifications, too.
Yeah, yeah. The vanilla Greek yogurt will have added sweeteners or sugar. So if you wanted to cut back on that, you could add plain yogurt instead. And I think you'd still get a really
absolutely.
Good result. You could also use cocoa powder instead of the chocolate chips. And then you'd have even mm-hmm. more of a sugar reduction. But I'm partial to the idea of there being chocolate chips in this. I think that really adds to the deliciousness.
Well, that was the difference between hot chocolate and hot cocoa, right?
Exactly.
I learned so much from this nutrition educator because she taught me, did you know there's a difference between hot chocolate and hot cocoa? Did you know that?
No.
There is. One has, hot cocoa is made with with cocoa powder, and hot chocolate is actually made with melted chocolate.
So it has the butter fat in there, and it's really, really good.
Very rich. Yes. So that comes out in this as well. You can see the when you use chocolate chips, that's got that real chocolatey, rich taste.
Really
to
good
it.
Flavor and texture with the chocolate chips.
Are all chocolate fans in the house today?
Yes.
Yes. That's good. Well, chocolate and Greek yogurt in these fudge pops. Somebody said grandkids would love this.
Yes.
Where's the ideal place or time to sit and eat one of these? What do you think?
I have no way of telling you what time, because I'm going to just sit here and eat this till it's gone. It is very good. It can be eaten almost at any time of the day as a quick picker-upper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has a lot of protein in it, you said, and it gets you going.
I was trying to paint a picture in our minds of, you know, your favorite place to sit and have a nice cold...
Like on the front porch.
Yes.
On your porch swing.
If you had enough ice in your box to keep it cold, it would be a great picnic dessert.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Some stores carry dry ice now. Some
really?
Grocery stores carry. I think even our local grocery store right down the street carries dry ice.
I'd like to take one out to the gazebo and eat it out there.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be good.
Just to sit outside and enjoy, you know, the view outside while, relaxing, enjoying a nice icy cold Greek yogurt fudge pop.
That sounds great. Let's go outside.
Okay. Well, maybe not today.
After the heat advisory is over.
All right. So do you get desserts? What are desserts like over at Lutheran Senior Services? What are some of your favorite desserts there?
I don't eat desserts a lot.
Yeah.
So I can't, I won't answer that one.
I wish I could say that I didn't, but I'm probably the expert, maybe. They have ice cream. Mm-hmm. Several selections, as a rule, in the evening. Well, in the daytime, they have cakes. They have pie. Some are good. Some are not as good as others.
Now, serving on the food committee, do you find that the residents are selective about their desserts?
Not so much on the desserts. I did not find that.
Really, what's the thing that people are most selective about or are most picky about when it comes to your service on the food committee?
Well, green beans seem to be a big issue.
Really? Always the point of...
Never right. They were too hot, too cold, too done, too undone.
Not enough bacon.
Not enough bacon. Yeah. Too much bacon. That was the big thing. But
really?
Desserts, not so much.
No,
salads usually generate some comments. People like the salads that we serve. There's two different kinds that you can order in the evening, but we also like to have extra salads.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been producing one that's been received very well, and that's a strawberry salad with a strawberry vinaigrette dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gone over very big.
So salads, anything green, sounds like green beans and salads always get everybody's attention.
The vegetables, that's good.
Yes.
Well, I will mention also with desserts as well as salads and breakfast, there is always fresh fruit available.
It sounds like they make sure that you have good nutrition at LSS.
I think we're trying.
Very good. Well, speaking of salads, mental note for when we have to get really healthy and have salads. Have you ever made a buttermilk dressing or a ranch dressing from scratch?
I make ranch dressing a lot, but I use plain yogurt and a ranch seasoning packet. Mm-hmm. I kind of cheat, and that's it. Sometimes I thin it with milk if I need to, but that's my go-to ranch dressing.
Sounds
it's
good.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Better than anything you get in a bottle, and it's pretty healthy as well.
It is. I like the ranch dressing made with sour cream. Well, we have more KFUO staff stepping in to come taste test. I bet they heard. I know what Joni heard. She heard chocolate.
She dragged me in.
Oh, goodness.
This is my. I love chocolate. Yes. This is my only chocolate recipe today. So the the other two are not, but I have two samples left.
Okay. Well, we'll let them sample that and while we continue our conversation. So it's agreed that green things on the menu are always the point of discussion among the food committee, it sounds like, over at LSS. But not so much desserts. That surprises me. In my family, it's all about the desserts, sadly. Who was it said, I wish that I didn't have as much dessert? Yeah, that we're probably related. Well, so today, just finishing up the Greek yogurt fudge pops made from chocolate chips, milk. We used whole milk today and folded in Greek yogurt, vanilla Greek yogurt. And Joni is tasting the fudge pop right now. What do you think, Joni?
I think it tastes really, really nice.
That was very descriptive.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah is checking it out too. Kip is watching from behind the door. He's coming in.
Hi there.
Hello.
when we have Nutrition Day, it seems like everybody comes out out of the studios and everything around here.
Well, that's when we have Dessert Nutrition Day.
Sarah, what do you think? Your thoughts? That everybody comes out of the woodwork for Nutrition Day.
We do. Well, because it's delicious and very chocolatey.
Yes.
And I love chocolate, so winner.
It's the chocolate chips.
What do you think about the texture of Greek yogurt in with this? What do you think?
I'm not a big yogurt fan, so I didn't think I'd like it, but mm-hmm. I do. It's really, really tasty with the blending of the chocolate chips, and I don't know what else is in here, but... Even for someone like me who's just a chocolate-holic purist, it's very good.
All right, Kip, your review?
You pass.
All right, so you got thumbs up all around.
Good.
We got six people here tasting the chocolate. Seven people tasting the chocolate. I forgot to count myself. All right, what do we have next on the lineup for today?
Next, we have a really, really simple recipe, another three-ingredient recipe for no-churn ice cream.
Okay.
And I have never made ice cream using the churn method. So.
Really?
This is the only ice cream I've ever made from scratch before.
I've never used like the crank handle, really. I've always cheated and used the electric churn.
I mean, we have them at the office at the Dairy Council, of course.
Of course
I've never made
it. The electric ones or the crank handle ones?
I think we might have both. We for sure have the electric. We might have a crank handle one lying around somewhere. And with students, sometimes we make the ice cream in the Ziploc baggies where shake it.
Yeah.
But I've never made it... myself before, so I was a little scared, a little worried, but this was a really, really simple recipe, and it uses whipping cream, sweetened condensed milk, and vanilla. So really two ingredients, because the vanilla is just a little flavoring. That's it. Could not be any easier than that.
I think my mom used to make this
really
as well.
It
yeah.
could be a classic.
Sounds familiar.
It's new to me.
So... whipping cream, sweetened condensed milk, and just a little bit of vanilla.
Yes, yes. And I think that the key comes in the whipping cream. So mm-hmm. ice cream, when you put it in the ice cream maker, it freezes it, but it also incorporates a lot of air.
Sure.
So you get the smooth texture, but it's also light and delicious. So whipping the cream first lends that same, it's a different texture, but it's a similar texture that the traditional ice cream. So I've also never made whipped cream myself either.
I'm shocked.
I know. And my mom makes whipped cream all the time. But that was a challenge for me. I was a little nervous, but I used the electric beater. So it was really simple. 2 cups of heavy whipping cream. I got everything cold, the metal bowl cold, the mixers cold, the cream really cold, and then whipped it for about 5 minutes. It took a little while until stiff peaks formed and... then folded in the sweetened condensed milk, 2 cans, and then 2 tablespoons of vanilla, so quite a bit of vanilla, and that was it. Then put it in the freezer, and that's all.
Are you guys ready to try this one?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that sounds very familiar. Now, again, you took the high road and did the laborious version of actually beating the whipped cream. I cheat, and when I make real whipped cream, I use the little whipped cream. What are those called? It's a whipped cream maker, like a canister with a CO2 cartridge that
so
charges it.
So all you have to do is put the cream in there?
You pour the cream in,
and
you charge it with a CO2 cartridge and shake it up a little bit. Yep. And then it comes right out. You press the button and it sprays right out like a regular whipped cream, can of whipped cream. And it's the cheater way. It is, but it's so easy and it's so good. It makes real whipped cream. You can sweeten it however you like then. You don't have all those added preservatives or sweeteners that you don't want. So I make it the real lazy way. We have people outside the studio who are like drooling on the windows today. Our other staff here at the International Center drooling down the windows as they see us handing out ice cream. I'm going to just have just a tiny little, like maybe a teaspoon. Yep, that's perfect. Thank
it's
you.
It's really fluffy. So it there's is. A lot of air incorporated.
And I've got a spoon here. I can use a spoon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. So, all right. I'm going to taste mine while you all share your reviews. We'll start over here on the end and work our way down. What do you think?
I think it's wonderful. I like it better than the first.
I wouldn't go that far. I like the chocolate one better. it's more like a pudding, and maybe because it's been sitting for a while.
I think it's because it's melted a little bit.
but it's very tasty. I do like the taste.
And I think the combination of the whipped cream and the sweetened condensed milk probably gives it more of that pudding texture. John, what do you think?
It's not chocolate, but it really is good. It has a very nice texture to it. Makes it easy to go down, and it's almost none left already.
Plenty left over.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the recipe again? I mean, I know you whip the whipping cream.
Yeah, whip the whipping cream, 2 cups of it, and then add in 2 cans of sweetened condensed milk, and then vanilla, and that's it.
Now, any thoughts on when we say sweetened condensed milk, my red flags go up, you know.
Very sweet product,
yes,
for sure.
Yeah.
It's the sweetener in this. There is no doubt about it.
Right.
There's no other sugar added. That's where the sweetness
that's
is coming from. But sweetened condensed milk is a really good source of calcium because it has a lot of the water in milk, the whey removed. So there is a lot of calcium in it as a result. So it kind of bumps up the calcium content a little higher than ice cream from the store.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. Now we have a reason.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there are different types of, we'll talk about different, like the classifications of ice cream and other things. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I didn't realize how much how regulated the ice cream industry or frozen dessert industry is. We're going to talk about that and nutrition more with our friend Laura Morton, a nutrition educator, St. Louis District Dairy Council, and our friends from Lutheran Senior Services and half of the KFUO staff that found out we were doing nutrition today, particularly ice cream. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu. Worldwide KFUO salutes our day sponsor on this Tuesday, June 14th, 2016. Today's day sponsors are Paul and Vicki Davis. Today's day sponsors have made a contribution to Worldwide KFUO in celebration of their 63rd wedding anniversary and in thankfulness to God for his blessings and guidance over the past 63 years. Once again, we say thank you to Paul and Vicki Davis of Englewood, Florida, today's Worldwide KFUO day sponsors.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are talking nutrition summer treats with Laura Morton, our nutrition educator from the St. Louis District Dairy Council. And it is June Dairy Month with our friends at the Dairy Council. And we're thankful that that we get to talk about June Dairy Month, particularly that we get to talk about ice cream today. And not just talk about it, because we have the best nutrition educator in the world. She brings real homemade ice cream
we
to the studio.
We never just talk about things,
oh,
ever.
No. Because nutrition is not nutrition unless it's actually eaten, right?
Yes, and that's one of the best parts about being a nutrition educator is getting to bring food with me wherever I go. Talk about it, but also taste it.
And good food, nonetheless.
Yes, it has to taste good or I'm not messing with it.
Our friends today, our panel in studio helping us taste and evaluate these frozen treats are our friends from Lutheran Senior Services Merrimack Bluffs Senior Living Community. We have Phyllis Bannister, Irma Counts, and John Doxasil. And I almost said it right, Doxasil. Got it that time. Joining us in studio today, and other KFUO staff hanging out as well today, making sure that that everything tastes good and is nutritious, right? Mm-hmm. So far we've had Greek yogurt fudge pops; those were pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We had no churn vanilla ice cream. Did you make it home? And it was what, three ingredients,
really
two or three
easy.
Ingredients,
yes.
Real easy,
foolproof, basically.
Yeah, and so before we went to break, I mentioned there are different types of or categories of ice cream,
yes.
Right?
Yes, and I had to brush up and pull up my notes on those. But before we do that, do you want to make the last recipe just
absolutely.
Before my ice cream turns into?
That's true. Let's do that before it melts.
Yes,
okay.
I mean it's pretty melty. This is a milkshake recipe, so this would be best with really frozen ice cream or maybe even a few ice cubes in there. But that sounds terrible in the air, so I did not bring ice cubes for the milkshake. But this is actually it's a strawberry malt, and the strawberries have been roasted. So it's just a pound of strawberries that I hold and roasted, which is another thing I've never done before.
I've never roasted strawberries. I might have included them in a grill recipe or something like that, maybe with grilled vegetables. I know I've done apples. I don't know if I've grilled strawberries before.
How
did you roast them?
I put them on a sheet pan under the broiler for 5 minutes max. I mean, it was not very long, and they were bubbling and lots of juices released for sure. So I thought that I'd ruin them, but they turned out well, I think.
Kind of like strawberry cobbler then, you know, like a berry cobbler.
Yeah,
that would make sense.
Yeah, but they had the charred edges a little bit, and the flavor is really, they have like a deeper strawberry flavor. So you'll have to see if you can identify the roasty flavor in the strawberries for the official word for it.
All right.
And this also has malted milk in it, which is a product I've literally never used before. Lots of firsts today. So is anyone else in here familiar with malted milk?
Absolutely.
You are? Okay.
Anybody else?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I figured somebody else would be.
Yeah. I grew up here in Missouri, down in Jefferson County, not too far from, you know, one of those burger drive-in joints. And they were famous for their malts. How about you, John?
Same thing.
Yeah?
Always went out for a hamburger and a malt. Mm. That was just the normal thing to do. No one asked for a shake.
Yeah. I didn't know what shakes were until probably I was in high school. I thought everything that came in the cup like that, I thought they were malts, a chocolate malt. Now, the funny thing is, I never liked the combination of a malt and a burger together. I had to have them separate. I could eat the burger and then have the shake for dessert when I was done, or the malt when I was done. But I never liked the taste together. It confused me why everybody else liked it. But that was my palate as a kid.
No accounting for some people's taste.
I don't believe I've ever had a malt.
No malts?
This will be new for me.
Yeah? Ever had, what are they, Whoppers?
I love them. So I know I'm going to like this.
Fun.
But there is a recipe right on the container that just calls for putting tablespoons of the malted milk powder into milk. So that's a drink as well, just stirring it in there, which I'm unfamiliar with that, but I'm going to try it.
All right.
As soon as I get back to the office.
All right. Very good. We've got even more folks joining us and more friends from LSS in the studio today. All right. So we're starting off with your roasted strawberries.
Yes. And this is a whole pound in there for everyone in studio. It doesn't look like a lot, but that's a pound of strawberries. They really get a little bit smaller whenever you roast them. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put in 3 tablespoons of the malted milk powder. And I always eyeball things, so I'm just shaking it in there. But 3 tablespoons is kind of a lot. So
yeah.
It's going to have a strong malty flavor.
I remember having grown up on chocolate malts in the summer, and then having a chocolate shake and thinking it tasted kind of flat because it didn't have the malt flavor. What's wrong with this shake? It doesn't have the malt flavor to it. Okay, now we have the roasted strawberries, the malt flavor, and now you're adding
a pint of vanilla ice cream.
All right.
That's what the recipe calls for, so eyeballing that one as well.
And so now you're using the homemade vanilla ice cream for this one today.
Yeah. So I was really banking on the homemade vanilla ice cream working. Right. So, and then after that, you add a quarter of a cup of milk. So basically just a splash.
Mm-hmm. All in the blender. Very good. All right, I'm going to bring down your microphone a little bit when we turn on the blender. So we put it all in the blender and then whirl away. Here goes the blender. I turned down the microphone so we don't deafen everybody on the air. It's not very, it's not every day we get to have a blender in studio around here. All right, so looking kind of like almost kind of like a breakfast smoothie. It's got that pink flair to it.
It does.
Pink color.
It looks like a smoothie, but I think it's going to taste a little bit different than traditional smoothies.
I guess you could put a little malt in your breakfast smoothie.
Yeah, and the malted milk powder does have, it's a pretty good source of calcium and a little bit of extra protein, too.
Oh, good news.
So something I learned.
Didn't know that.
The malt product.
All right, here we go again. Gotta get that mixed up nice and evenly. This reminds me of about 5:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm making my smoothies in the morning. I don't do them here in the studio, though. I usually do them at home.
I think that's going to be good enough.
All right.
We got to blend it enough.
All right.
So we'll start sampling.
Ready for the panel to taste test. Anybody ever had roasted strawberries before?
Nope. Never.
It's a new taste sensation.
Yeah. Combined with the malt. I'm excited about this one. Looking forward to it.
But it's certainly an interesting idea.
Yeah. Something you could take back with the for the food committee, right?
Exactly.
A roasted strawberry.
Tell our chef about this.
Roasted strawberry malt shakes on the gazebo at LSS.
Oh, there you go.
Nothing better.
I just can't imagine sitting around the barbecue grill saying, gee, we ought to roast some strawberries.
I know I've put, apples on the grill, but I don't think I've done strawberries before. This will be fun. I'm curious to see what everybody, what the feedback is here. When you get to mine, I can be last, but when you get to mine, just a little drop is plenty. Yeah, I don't have to have a whole lot today. All right, the taste panel, your first. Do you taste it kind of like, or do you smell it first like a good wine?
No, just dig right in.
Don't waste time smelling it.
Mm-mm.
Well, honest feedback?
I must have wasted some time in my youth without the malt taste. It's very good.
Yeah. John, does it bring back memories of malt?
Yes, you can taste the malt in here. Makes all the difference in the world against a shake.
What about the, can you taste the roastedness, the roasted part of the strawberry?
I cannot.
No, I can't tell that it's roasted.
I don't know that I could make a distinction between regular strawberries and roasted strawberries when it's made in this product.
Now, can you tell the difference between strawberries right out of the backyard, and strawberries that you buy that have, had to come, halfway across the country?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell the difference. To me, strawberries fresh out of the garden are usually riper and sweeter. And that's what this reminds me of.
And red all the way through.
Right, right.
They don't have the white center.
We got some strawberries at the farmer's market about a week ago. And my wife thought that they were rotten because they were so red.
Yeah.
No, we're just used to getting strawberries that are half white.
Yeah.
From the,
they're usually
smaller
too. Mm-hmm. I mean, which makes sense, but I think I can taste.
I can taste the malt.
It's really, really thick, and I think it's because of the homemade ice cream that we used. I think with a store bought ice cream, you'd get more of a shake texture than this one's really thick.
It is. That's why I'm using the spoon. But it's very good. It reminds. I don't know. It reminds me of something, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
I think the strawberries taste almost like strawberry jelly or jam.
Maybe that's what it is.
Because of the roasting. Yeah. If they were fresh, I think they'd be much more bright and fruity.
That probably changes the sugars in the strawberries when you roast them, huh?
Yeah, it caramelizes
them.
This is excellent.
And the recipe called for adding sugar to the strawberries, but the strawberries were really sweet, so I didn't. And I don't think it's missing.
You didn't need it.
Yeah, sweet enough, isn't it? Yeah. Wow. All right, who's going to go home and try this?
You can tell they're real strawberries, the crunchiness from the seeds of the strawberries are in there.
Yeah, and I like that. I like being able to tell that it's made with real fruit, not like a fruit syrup.
Yes.
I'm a fan of that. The little seeds. Seeds of truth.
And when you were talking about store-bought strawberries, most of those are so hard that they really didn't have time to ripen on the vine because they couldn't transport them and get them to us in time to, like, getting out in your garden and picking them off the ground. It's
at the perfect time. Yeah, that is a big difference.
Right. So if you're getting strawberries from your garden or from the farmer's market, you know, local strawberries, they're probably going to be sweeter. You don't need to add anything to sweeten
this. Andy, I'll come to your house and pick strawberries. It's okay.
I only have about, we have a very tiny, well, a planter or a potted garden. So I have about 3 strawberries right now. So
you can't spare any.
I'm happy to share them, but there aren't going to be many to go around. And my 2-year-old son loves strawberries too, so you're going to have to share them with him. But he's happy to share. And right now they're still kind of green, so they probably don't taste so good. But, so we're getting some fruit in this one, some fresh fruit.
Just a little bit. It's a little bit of a stretch to call it a serving, but...
That's true.
I never order fruit-flavored things. I always order chocolate if it's dessert. But this has kind of changed my mind. I really like the malt with strawberry together.
Now, I would perhaps consider taking it one step further and even adding chocolate to this.
Oh, to the, like a chocolate-covered strawberry
Or using a chocolate ice cream, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, chocolate-covered strawberry. What do you think? Would that... good idea, bad idea? What do you think?
No, I would not add chocolate.
No chocolate?
No, I think it would be too much.
Too many flavors in one cup?
I'm in favor of chocolate strawberries. As an addicted chocoholic, yes, I would go for that.
That's why everybody got along with Joni so well when she was in here. Everybody agreed that chocolate was their favorite. But, you know, for folks who like chocolate a lot, this seems to have gotten some positive reviews as well, with no chocolate in it.
Yeah, recipe. Won me over, and I usually just only go for the chocolate.
Now, was this your first taste of it, too, today?
Yeah. That was banking on that one being good. I love the recipe, though. I think it's intriguing to use roasted strawberries and malt powder. So 2 ingredients I've never cooked with before. So I knew it would be good. It had to be.
That's what I love about this segment, is that you're always adventurous and willing to try and bring something new for us to taste here on the program and share with our listeners, share the recipes with our listeners as well. Now, we're talking about different types of ice cream.
Yes.
Or frozen, I don't know, what's the broader umbrella, frozen desserts?
Yeah, that's probably what it would be under, is frozen desserts.
Because there's dairy, there's non-dairy, there are different levels of ice cream or qualifications.
Lots
based
of categories.
On, right, based on like what the milk itself or the cream or whatever's used
it's a
to
very,
make it.
The dairy industry is a very regulated industry in general.
It should be.
It really is.
Did you know that there are different levels of ice cream?
Yes, depending upon the percentage of
butterfat.
Cream to the rest of the recipe.
Yeah, the percentage of the butterfat that's
the
in
butter
the recipe.
Fat.
I did not realize this was common knowledge. We have ice cream experts. That's why they sent you all today. You're the ice cream experts. That's right.
It's one of those things that you don't know until you know, think about it or investigate it a little bit. But just like there's skim milk, then 1% milk, 2% milk, and whole milk, which is 3.25% fat. So not that much higher than 2%.
Right.
We talk about that sometimes.
Did you know that? The whole milk wasn't, it's not like 20% fat.
Yeah. I knew that.
Yeah, just a little bit higher in fat than your 2% milk. But just like that's very regulated, how much butter fat is in each fat content of the milk. The ice cream is very regulated as well as to how much fat is in each variety. And I have the labels pulled up on my notes. I'm going to go through some of the specifics.
Well, when you're walking through the grocery store and you see things like, what, premium or was it super premium or something like that? There are different levels. And I didn't realize, I thought that was just a marketing thing. I didn't realize that's a legitimate classification for each ice cream.
I know. It does seem like super premium sounds like a marketing word to me.
It does. It does. But there's a difference. I did not know that until I think we had talked about it a while back.
Yeah.
So I go for the super premium now.
And we were talking, we generally, if you're going to go for ice cream, you know, why not go for the super premium?
Go all out. And the super premium is what? More
fat and low overrun. We were talking about overrun is the word for the amount of air that's incorporated. So the more fat there is, the less air there's room for in there. So the super premium has high fat, delicious texture and taste and low
it's still
air.
Fluffy because of the fat as opposed to air.
Yeah, it's really, really creamy. I think that's probably the best word to describe it. Not very airy. Oh,
yeah, the fluffy part is what I look like after I eat too much of it. Right.
This homemade ice cream is very fluffy, so the overrun must be pretty high in it, I would think.
You incorporated a lot of air when you were whipping the whipping cream.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't you love how I talk with my hands on the radio? It's really helpful to the listeners. Well, these have just been fantastic. Now, I guess this one would be what this ice cream you made today would be super premium or premium because of the
probably. I'm gonna call it super premium.
Super duper premium.
That's just my opinion. Maybe
super
premium
good.
Or super. Yeah, super good.
Super good.
But it is made with the heavy whipping cream. There's no milk, just the evaporated milk. So I think it would probably fall into the premium or super premium category for the high fat, low-ish air.
Now, again, these were all, in terms of where this fits in the big picture of nutrition for us, when we look at a comprehensive plan of nutrition and how we approach that, where do these fit into that big picture?
That's a good question, because I promote dairy foods here whenever we're doing our show. And we're supposed to have 3 servings of dairy a day, adults are, to get to our daily calcium goals. So that's a cup of milk, 6 ounces of yogurt, or 2 ounces of cheese. But ice cream is not, I usually say milk, yogurt, cheese. I don't mention ice cream and getting to the calcium quotient, but it is a really good source of calcium. It just has, along with it, a good amount of sugar. So it's something that I consider an every once in a while food, but every once in a while for me is usually about 3 days a week at least. So it is one of the ways that I get one of my dairy servings a day and still remain healthy and enjoying my food, looking forward to it, that's for sure.
Well, and just as you demonstrated here today, you make a lot of these yourself. So by doing that, you have control over the amount of sugar in it.
Right, right.
And the portion sizes as well.
Yeah. And the portion sizes for ice cream are, it's a half of a cup. So that's kind of a small, that's a sampling size. So it's good to know that and to take that into account at home, that a half of a cup is a relatively small amount. And we probably usually serve ourselves about a cup. So just
I was just going to say, confessions here on Faith and Family. I can't remember a time in my life when I ate just a half a cup of ice cream. Am I alone in this?
Nope. Definitely not.
Okay.
No.
A half of a cup is 4 bites. That's a small serving.
Or in my case, because I use the giant spoon, about 2 bites. So when you have control over the ingredients, you have control over the things that you want less of, like sugar.
Right, right. Sugar's a big one that a lot of people are trying to reduce from their diet. So that's, if you make it from scratch, you have complete control over how much sugar goes in.
And if you're using things like strawberries today, for example, as the one of the sweetening agents in it, you know, one of the sweeteners, that gives you control over it too. You're using a natural sugar as opposed to just straight up plain sugar that may affect you differently.
Right. Yeah. You could, maybe metabolize it a little more efficiently. Plus, it's all about like the companies that the calories are keeping. So there's sugar in there, but there's also fiber from those little seeds we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of vitamins, vitamin A and vitamin C. So lots of good things coming with the sugar as well.
See, you used the appropriate word. You said metabolize. I was trying to think of the right word for that. That's why you're the nutrition educator. Well, great recipes. Let's do a quick rundown of them again, and then we'll share these when we share the audio, the archive of today's program as well. We'll try to share it either on our website or on our Facebook as well. Sarah, who is our producer, tasting all of these today and showing approval of them as well, help us get the word out about the recipes. So we had the Greek yogurt fudge pops. That was pretty easy. That was chocolate chips, milk, and
Greek yogurt. I'm going to rename those three ingredient. Fudgesicles.
Three ingredient fudgesicles. Okay, very good. That was pretty easy. You just melted the chocolate, added the milk, let it cool, added the enfolded in the Greek yogurt.
And that was it.
Easy
that
enough. And then freeze them.
Yes, that's an important step. Or you could eat it unfrozen, which is what I did for breakfast today.
And then we had no-churn vanilla ice cream.
Yes, another really simple recipe. Heavy whipping cream, sweetened condensed milk, and vanilla.
Easy that's enough. It. And then freeze it.
Yes.
Yeah, mix it. Yeah, whip the whipped cream.
Yeah, no churn. No need for an ice cream maker. Just put it in the freezer and that's it.
And then our last one was the roasted strawberry malt shakes.
Yes, which were, those were my favorite, I think, today. So you roast a pound of strawberries, add in to the blender a pint of vanilla ice cream, a quarter of a cup of milk, and then 3 tablespoons of malted milk powder and blend it and... That's all.
All right. Easy enough. All right, John, what was your favorite today?
Strawberry.
How about Phyllis? What was your favorite?
I have to go with the chocolate.
The chocolate. Irma?
Strawberry.
All right. So all winners across the board, though, it sounds like today. Thanks thanks so much to our panel, our friends from Merrimack Bluffs, Lutheran Senior Services. Laura, website, Facebook for St. Louis Dairy Council?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at STL Dairy Council. We do a lot of events in the summer, so lots of fun pictures and recipes that we share too. And then our website is stldairycouncil.org.
Very good. Check it out. It's June Dairy Month. Laura Morton, registered dietitian and our nutrition educator from the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you.
Come back anytime.
Oh, I will.
Thy Strong Word up next.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.